stars.
Camila Cabello, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much, guys.
It's Will Smith.
Mike's Live. Rock, Kevin Hart, any chance of coming to Dubai?
We will definitely go to
Dubai.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That would be a cool trip.
3, 2, 1.
The Chris Bennett Show
starts now.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. 6:05. September 14th. It's your Tuesday morning. What up, what up, what up? Welcome back. Chris Spade hanging out with you. Pretty Malik, Big Rossi, Nala, Phone Guy, Eddie in Studio 2. We're about to do this. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Last 24 hours, what was the big headline?
You know what? I didn't do too much in the last 24 hours. I did not go to the gym, but I will go today.
Okay.
I knew that. I just missed out. Just missed out yesterday, you know?
I'm going to do that today as well. Just miss out.
Good on you, mate. You just miss out.
Yeah.
You went to one of my favorite places for lunch yesterday.
Where?
Safadi. Yeah. It's one of my absolute favorite restaurants.
How did you know? Because it is a bit of an institution here.
It's so good. I've been going for years. Like, it's such a good place.
Okay, so I went to... There's a Lebanese restaurant. It's opened up in Motor City. Al Safadi. You guys
probably... Is that another branch?
Yes. It's just a...
Oh.
Can I say Motor City? Next, I don't know.
It's popping.
We used to have our studios in Studio City, right? So we used to go to Motor City a lot.
Yeah.
And when we were going there about 5 years ago... It wasn't a ghost town, but there wasn't a lot going on.
It had Spinnies, didn't it?
Yeah, Spinnies and a few shops. It has got everything going on, Motor City.
That's cool.
So I met the dad and I met the sons.
Oh, no way.
The Al Safadi family.
Oh, wow.
It's some of the best food I've had in town. Like, so good, right?
Amazing Lebanese food. If you live around the Motor City area, get in there. I want to go back now.
You're getting hungry?
Something about Lebanese meat. I don't know what they do to it. I don't know. Like, as in the way that it's cooked, it's next level.
It gave me FOMO. I thought I would order in, but then now I'm like, nah, you got to sit down and enjoy hot bread.
From the UK, did you ever have Lebanese food?
Never.
Arab food in the UK?
Never, no. Not until I came here.
Because I know in London, when I went to London with my uncle, who lives in London, he took me to a street where there were a bunch of Lebanese shops, and it wasn't far out from, like, London town, central.
In London, but up north, no, the most exotic thing we'd have is probably a Greek.
There's nothing in the world. There's nothing in Liverpool that'd be like a Lebanese. Come to the Lebanese restaurant.
No.
Bangers and mash, though. Plenty.
Oh, plenty. Top food, that.
Good show coming up. We've got Thank You Tuesdays returning, which is fantastic. We'll do Rossi's pub quiz as well. Gossip. Another celeb's got COVID and doesn't want the vaccine.
No. Refuses. Is now being shut out of events.
Ah,
oh my
interesting.
Yeah.
All right, we'll find out who it is. Hey, first caller of the morning, is it you? Can it be you? I'd love it to be you. To call us up, tell us what you're up to right now. 04871-5544. Get on the phones. First caller of the morning, that's all it is, right?
We just want to say hi. We want to find out what you're up to, why you're up at 6:07. I mean, we have to be here, but why are you up?
Yeah, why? What, exactly, why are you up? What are you doing? What's your work day look like? What's your gym run looking like? Good morning.
The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
First call of the day.
Well, Rushta, how are you up and early? What's going on?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing all right. So what gets you up at 6:12 this morning?
I woke up at 4:30 actually, because I have to drop my 3-month-old baby to my mom's house with the nanny.
Good, you a 3-month?
Wow!
Is this the first?
Yeah, this is the first one.
Oh, how is it?
I'm still a little paranoid about leaving him alone at home.
I know.
So I drop him off at my mom's every day.
Well, you feel paranoid leaving the baby at home just with the nanny?
Yeah, I'm still paranoid.
Don't be. I mean, nannies are. I mean, especially. You know, I'm not speaking for all. I can't. I can speak on my nannies who are amazing. They become like part of the family, and then that trust will come there. It just takes some time, so don't worry. Okay.
Yeah.
How? But your mom's probably loving it. Your mom's probably loving having your baby.
Oh, she loves it. She loves having the baby at home, and he loves being with her.
Aww.
Aww. That's cute.
So when I come back home after work, and I've missed him the whole day, I miss his tiny face and holding him. And when I reach home, he doesn't even look at me.
Does mom and you?
He doesn't care I'm around.
Do you guys live close to each other?
No, we don't. I live in Nadal Hamar and my mom stays in Nahda. So it's at least a 20-25 minute drive every day.
Drive.
And then where's work for you?
Work is in Hudaybah. So I drive all over Dubai.
Oh my goodness.
In the morning and in the afternoon.
Wow.
It's great having your mother here though. Does she live here permanently or is she just... staying?
We've been here for a very long time. I've been raised in Dubai entirely, so I'm one of those kids that have, you know, gone for schooling, university, got married in Dubai. Everything is in Dubai.
Good on you.
So my parents are here as well, and all my entire family is here.
Oh, that's awesome.
The ball, as I say, shifted from where are you from originally?
From India.
India, yeah, over here, which is good stuff. Well, listen, congratulations on the new baby. What's the name?
His name is Rashid.
Rashid. Love it, love it, love it, love it. Good,
nice.
Good UAE name as well, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Good Dubai name. Yalla, you take care. Rushta, have a great day. We've got Luna on. Luna, how are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you? I'm fine, thanks.
You're in ninth grade, are you?
Yes, I am.
All right, let me ask you something, Luna. If I have another daughter one day, maybe, I was thinking about the name Luna.
It's a nice name.
How do you like that name? How do you like the name Luna?
I actually like the name because for me, I'm mostly a night person, so I would represent myself to be like awake at night, seeing the moon and stuff like that.
Luna,
like night stuff.
Luna, are you the one who writes Harry Styles stories?
Yes, that's the one.
Luna has to be the biggest Harry Styles fans I've just ever spoken to.
I wish you won that competition to go see Harry Styles in Miami.
I know.
Wait, I actually didn't catch up on that. So did someone win or not? I'm not sure.
Yes, Luna, you've won it. No, I'm joking. Someone else already won it. Someone won it a couple of days ago. We gave away their trip to Miami to go see Harry Styles. If we ever get Harry Styles on, though, we'll remember you and try to get you on with us, okay?
Okay, sure.
All right, you take care. Thanks for calling and have a good day at school, all right?
Welcome. Thank you, guys. You guys have a nice day. We'll talk soon.
Bye. We'll talk soon, definitely.
Bye.
Yeah, if I have a daughter, Luna, what do you think about that name?
I love that name. It's such a beautiful name.
Yeah, middle name Eclipse. I think it'll be cool. Nala's in studio right now. Yeah. What are you guys doing? You guys are up to mischief, it looks like.
Yeah, the 2021 Met Gala is on right now, which is fashion's biggest night. So Nala and I are just putting together all the looks. So you guys can go and check it out on Chris Fade Show in a few minutes and kind of see what it is.
The Met Gala, did you say?
The Met Gala,
Is that not the movie one? The movie one in New York?
Not the movie. This is for the museum. It's the Museum of Metropolitan Museum of Art. It's a charity event. And remember all the big crazy fashion that happens on the red carpet?
Yeah, it's quite a pinnacle, isn't it, in the fashion world,
It's fashion's biggest night. So it's happening right now. We're trying to just get all the latest looks for you. Oh, Nala, add Timothy Chalamet to the list.
Chris and I were invited, but we turned it down, didn't we, Chris?
Well, we wanted to go. They offered us, I think it was about $45,000 to make an appearance. And
I didn't hear about the money.
No, you got to pay. It's $30,000 a ticket.
No, they pay duvet.
They
pay duvet to be there, you see. Should I have gone to that museum when I was in New York?
Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Yeah, I didn't go to that one. I went to the other one, the Natural Museum of History, whatever.
I think
whatever.
With the kids, that one is better, but the Metropolitan Museum of Art is like
What am I
phenomenal.
Looking at? Am I looking at like weird art there?
It's just so beautiful. It's such a beautiful structure. You can spend hours within there. It's gorgeous.
I find that art is just so
subjective.
Interesting. My sister and my brother-in-law are well-renowned artists in Australia.
They are, they are.
Some of the work that they put out, they're like, oh, that's amazing. I love it. I go to mum and dad, what's that?
Like, you don't get it. But that's fine. I think that's what art is meant to do. It's
subjective.
Some of it speaks to you, some of it doesn't.
My sister's latest art project is about school photos. It's weird. And it gets picked up. Like, the big newspapers and all the art world in Australia, and she gets grants.
Yeah,
from the government of Australia to do these certain artworks and studies. But now she's doing, it's school kids at their school photos from the 80s. And it's a piece of art.
I follow your sister because I just love her, the way that she looks at the world through her art. Like, she's
it's very interesting.
It's so cool.
I like the project she did on beards.
She did a whole artwork on beards.
You were featured in that and your brother, right?
Yeah, beards. Beards was the topic. It was interesting.
Mm. So cool.
Yeah, I think just their minds in another...
It's another level.
In another place.
Yeah.
Mm. You know what I mean? But then people buy it. People want to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Modern art.
Yeah, you and I, they should do a piece of art and try to get in a gallery here and try to sell it.
Yeah, we should, definitely.
All proceeds go to charity. Ours, and I.
What's the charity?
Just us.
Ibiza Vegas charity trip.
2023. Mm. Reuniting tour. Can we check gossip up next?
Yes. So another celeb gets COVID, says they don't want the vaccine. Plus, of course, we'll talk to Met Gala.
Celebrity news. Now. Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right, what have you got for us, Pretty?
So Nicki Minaj had to cancel her appearance at the 2021 MTV Video Music Awards this week because she got COVID. She tweeted out, "I was prepping for the VMAs when I shot a video, and guess who got COVID? Do you know what it is not to be able to kiss or hold your tiny baby for over a week?" And it looks like Nicki is not on board with getting vaccinated, is not vaccinated yet, because she added, "Drake had just told me he got COVID with the vaccine, so I don't know about it." And then she...
Drake got COVID and he had the vaccine.
Which is normal, guys. We need to stop saying they got COVID despite the vaccine. The vaccine does not stop you from doing that. The vaccine just stops you from getting the severe side effects. Let's be clear.
Yep.
Also, Nicki was meant to make an appearance at the Met Gala, right? And in New York City, which happened overnight. But their rule is you must be vaccinated to attend. Oh. So she could not attend the Met Gala. And it's very prestigious to get an invite. She said, "They want you to get vaccinated for the Met. If I get vaccinated, it won't be for the Met. It'll be once I feel I've done enough research." So that is Nicki Minaj.
Man, okay. I mean, I find it also interesting when people say, "I want to do enough research."
Yeah, I know.
So what are you going to have a lab at home? Are you like, got like,
I don't know.
Culture kits and microscopes. And
culture kits.
You know what I mean? And they're going to start like, "Well, now I've done my own research on this and I believe that I will adequately take it." You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
I don't get that.
I don't get that either. But let's talk about fashion's biggest night, which is happening in New York City. You can check out all the looks on Chris Fade Show's Instagram right now. So the Met Gala is a charity event that raises money for the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute. Tickets to attend the gala start at $30,000 per person. Tables can go up to $500,000.
Wow.
This year's theme is In America, Lexicon of Fashion, which means it's supposed to spotlight American designers. Let's talk Billie Eilish. She walked the red carpet wearing an Oscar de la Renta gown, Jimmy Choo shoes, and 30 pieces of Cartier jewelry, the most someone has ever worn on a red carpet.
Really?
That doesn't seem like Billie Eilish's style.
Billie asked Oscar de la Renta, she said, "I will only walk the red carpet in a gown by you if you stop using fur." And he agreed.
Oh, well, there you go.
So that's why she wore Oscar de la Renta. Wow. You had Timothée Chalamet wear sweatpants and Converse to fashion's biggest night.
But that's what I feel like it is. Like, I looked at Nala today. Nala looks like she's wearing
her
pajamas.
Stylish, but she looks stylish.
You know? Nala, can you come in for a sec? She's just giving me a look like she's like going to hurt me.
So he wore sweatpants and Converse with like a suit jacket on top.
Yeah, now watch Nala walk in.
And a Chanel brooch.
That's you order your pajamas. But this is stylish. This is what it is.
You look like Rocky.
This is not a pajama. This is like a good sweats.
No, it looks like pajamas though. It does look like Rocky's training for his fight, right?
It's the gray Rocky tracksuit.
Yeah. It's purple.
Yeah, it's purple.
What?
Yeah, it's washed up purple. So it's...
What are you guys washing with? Bleach?
No, this is it. It's like gray.
That's gray.
And purple.
That's gray.
It's pretty. Gray and purple.
It's gray base, but there is a bit of a hint of purple. Yeah. Okay, Kim Kardashian showed up to the event head to toe in a piece by Balenciaga. Like, her full face is covered, like from the body to the floor. Rihanna made her debut with A$AP Rocky. First time they walked a red carpet together as a couple. She looked amazing. Rihanna also has the hottest after party in town. No other party can book any celebs because everyone's hanging out and waiting for the call from Rihanna. Everyone is hoping that Rihanna's going to say, "Come to my party tonight." So no one is going to any other party. They just want to.
They're just waiting.
People are throwing thousands of dollars.
She knows that they're waiting. She's just like, "I'm just going to keep them here.
Yeah.
I'm just going to wait.
Yeah.
Let them all wait for me."
That's quite a good impression.
She does have that little sort of deeper voice with a little bit of. Yeah. She's from Barbados.
Yeah.
She's got that little bit of an island feel.
Yeah, she's at the island feel.
Yeah.
Anyways, all the looks are on Chris Fade Show right now. Go and tell us which one is your favorite.
Someone from Barbados has gone, "That guy can never do an accent of ours ever again." I do apologize. I apologize. Thank you, Pretty Mullick. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Go check out those photos. They've done a great job. Go Chris Fade Show.
What?
I don't know. I'm all right. I'm ready to go. Are you guys ready?
No, your eyes are like glazed.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't. You know what? I missed my alarm 10 times.
It rang 10 times.
I woke up. I looked at my phone. Woke up 5:35, right?
Yeah. You woke up at 5:35?
Yeah.
Gosh, he was here at 5:54.
Did you shower?
Yeah.
No way, you showered.
100% showered. Came down. I got dressed in the car on the way to work, right?
No, you didn't.
I'm talking to your parents. I'm going to see them this week because this has got to stop.
It's nothing to do with them.
It is. Intervention.
Are we doing an intervention today?
No, we're not.
We were supposed to do one yesterday. We didn't
do the intervention.
Should we do it today?
We just want to do an intervention with Rossi because he's a great son. He's an amazing son.
He wants to do everything.
So when his parents come, oh, he rolls out the red carpet for them.
Yeah, it's actually really cute.
But it's just too much because he does this morning show and it kills him.
No. I've planned it today. Yesterday they went to the Mamma Mia show, so I got rid of them for a bit there.
Mm.
Today it's my mum's birthday. Happy birthday, Sue.
Is it?
Happy birthday, Sue.
3 days before your 40th.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do for your mum's birthday?
And it's Annie's birthday on the 22nd. My mum's going for afternoon tea. I splashed out for afternoon tea for my mum at that new hotel on Jumeirah Beach Road.
Which one?
Oriental, something or
other. Oh, the Oriental. Yeah, I heard about that one.
It's meant to be quite nice.
So you and her and your dad will go?
Yeah, so I've got rid of them again.
Wait, but it's her birthday. Don't you want to spend it with her?
Yeah, we will. We'll have a nice evening meal.
Oh, where at?
Home.
Yeah.
No.
At home. Just, you know.
Villa. The villa.
Where are you going out for dinner?
No, we're not. No, staying at home.
Oh, right. That's nice.
This is not.
And then
they'll
probably come to my pub quiz.
Phew, you've got the pub quiz tonight. No. Oh, my gosh, guys. Look, Eddie Nala also shaking their head. We all see it, don't we? We're just worried about it. You're turning 40, buddy.
Yeah.
You're not 30 anymore.
Chris, I think we should have this chat a little bit later.
Intervention?
We'll do an intervention.
All right. Well, we don't want to bore the early morning run school.
It's about what's Rossi reading right now.
Because, we
listen
want
to the boss.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we ready?
Reading. Yeah.
You ready to go?
Not really, but I'll try my best.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of the week. It's where we get those weird and wonderful stories that no one really cares about, but we want to hear them.
Yes.
Please welcome.
10 years on. And we still have no idea what this segment is about. It's What's Rossi Reading?
What's Rossi Reading?
All right, big man, what do you got for us?
Police at Indira Gandhi Airport in India have arrested two passengers for smuggling gold. Apparently, they were on a flight from Dubai and they smuggled 1 kilogram of gold as dentures.
No.
1 kilogram of gold, people. Like, that's 1 kilogram, a bag of sugar, right? You know how heavy a bag of sugar is? Massively heavy. Two passengers smuggled them as dentures worth 18,386 dirhams.
Wow.
And they got stopped and basically got in trouble.
I mean, this has gone to a lot of effort.
Yeah.
It's a big problem, though.
But how much is 1 kilo? You said 1 kilo of gold?
That's a bag of sugar, like massive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very heavy. Very.
Hold on. A kilo of gold in one person's mouth, or was it
two people share between two people?
So it's 500 grams.
Yeah, so they sort
of... That's heavy in your mouth. They, you're going to feel that.
Yeah.
They melted it down, and they made themselves sort of like these dentures, and they also had a chain as well. They sneaking a chain through. But look at the photo there.
Ooh, that's I mean,
how did they
That's put some of the rappers to shame. That right there,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like 500, half a kilo of gold in your mouth is
crazy.
I want to find out how much a kilo of gold is worth. 1 kilo of, because you want to know how much this is worth.
Yeah,
price.
Yeah.
1 kilo of gold right now in the UAE.
18,000 dirhams.
You're getting 18,000 dirhams.
That's how much it was worth.
Gold one, you know. No, I'm getting more.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot more.
I'm getting 217,000 dirhams.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Rossi's... Don't go to Rossi when you want to melt your gold and make it something out.
Yeah.
Gold, 1 unit, kilogram gold price, 217,000 dirhams. So maybe that's... Okay. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot.
So they caught them. They're done, right?
They're done. No more smuggling gold.
There we go. Don't be smuggling. Any jokes there, Ross?
Well, apparently when they got arrested, they said to each other... Brace yourself, guys. We're in trouble. Brace yourself.
Braces for your teeth. Okay, yeah.
Why should you never brush your teeth with your left hand?
Why?
Because a toothbrush works better.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was really good.
I feel like...
don't brush your teeth with your left hand. A toothbrush is better.
You know, in life you always want to evolve. You want to keep getting better. You want to just keep pushing those boundaries. Except this segment. You want to go the other way.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh my God, are
Got a pocket full of cash, we can blow up.
10K Pop Quiz. Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles on joining or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
Sharifa, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, look at you. Going to win some money right now. You ready to do this?
I hope I am.
What do you do?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, look at you. So you're on the schoolwork run.
Yeah, and I always yell people dropping off their kids at the school, but never people going to work. So time for a change.
Yeah. There it is.
I mean, you must be running a little bit late to do this pop quiz this morning. Shouldn't you be in a lot earlier?
I hope it's worth it.
Where do you teach, I can ask?
No.
Oh, come on.
Well, I just said she's late. She's not going to tell us now.
She's not late. The school would love this. Get a free shout out on the radio. True.
It's a special occasion. You're right.
Is it in Dubai?
It's in Dubai. Yeah. All right. It's a school in Merdif.
A school in Merdif.
I love Uptown School.
Yeah. Uptown.
Uptown Merdif.
Pretty close to Uptown, yeah.
Schools.
I'm gonna Google
in Merdif.
Near Uptown Merdif, Chris. Uptown Merdif School.
Uptown Kids are rocking.
Star International.
Nope.
Okay, wait. Keep going.
iAcademy.
Nope.
Merdif American School.
Nope.
Emirates British Nursery.
What's that?
I didn't know there were that many schools.
Chinese School Dubai.
Nope.
Uptown International.
Nope.
American Academy for Girls.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Represent.
Great school. Fantastic school. Listen, let's go. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay?
Okay.
Let's, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Say it with me. Your time begins right
Now,
in the movie The Martian, where does Matt Damon get stranded?
Pass.
Which Canadian Which Canadian rock band had a hit song called How You Remind Me?
Nickelback.
What is the capital of Germany?
Berlin.
Snoop Dogg featured in which 2010 song by Katy Perry?
Pass.
What is the sequel to the movie Independence Day called?
Pass.
The rapper Drake was born in which country?
Canada.
Who sings the songs Wrecking Ball and Prisoner?
Miley Cyrus.
What rapper did Conor McGregor get into an altercation at the VMAs yesterday?
Oh my god, I remember this. It was such a weird name. Machine Kelly?
I'll take it. What member of the Black Eyed Peas released the album The Duchess?
Fergie.
What came first, TikTok or Instagram?
Instagram.
Snoop Dogg featuring the 2010 song Katy
Perry something.
You got 800 dirhams. Woo! Cash. You are good. You are
so good.
Thank you.
I don't know what you're teaching those American Academy girls, but they're learning something. I'll tell you that now. Listen, California Girls was the song from Snoop Dogg and Katy Perry, and Independence Day, the part two was called Independence Day Resurgence. That's a hard one there.
Yeah.
But
so good.
I only missed two questions.
Yeah, that's it. 800 dirhams. You did really well.
Thank you very much.
You are fantastic. Have a great morning. Thanks for listening, and say hello to everyone at school with us, all right?
All right, will do.
There it is. Pop quiz back tomorrow, 7:10. Have you got what it takes to win the 10K?
Package.
Got my... Dad's excited.
Oh, wow.
What is it?
Phillips, Easy Touch.
I bought him a steamer.
Oh.
That's all my dad wanted.
He wanted a steamer. What's it do to your face?
Instead of ironing, you buy one of those steamer things.
Yeah. Your dad, he loves like tidying up, doesn't he?
He's OCD, my dad.
Was he always like that?
Yeah, he's always been like that.
Even when he was like working?
Yep. When I was a kid, you couldn't touch anything. His briefcase, if you touched his briefcase and it was like a millimeter to the left, who touched my briefcase? All his ties were in the right area, color-coded, as his shirts were. Very, very...
particular.
Very particular. And as he gets older, I don't want to use the word worse, but it's got more dramatic. So my mum, Gilda, and him are now in quarantine in Australia.
Oh, gosh.
Is mom, it fun times?
Oh, mum loves it. She says, I love it. She can't do anything without dad telling her what to, like, no, don't touch that. She wants to go cook in the kitchen. She can't cook in the kitchen.
Chris, yeah. Chris.
George.
I've just had a flash forward.
What?
Of what my life is going to be like with Jeffton
that's,
James.
That's possibly going to be how it is.
He if
that's,
is exactly if that's a, like George.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if he's that.
No, he is.
Systematic and all
no,
that.
No, he is.
Is he?
He tells me I do everything wrong. There's yeah. not.
That's because he needs to get out of the house. That's why.
Why do you always turn? Okay, I'm going
to
leave it.
I'm saying because it is. He needs to get out. Because my dad wasn't, he's not as bad. But now that they're both in quarantine right now.
Yeah.
It is next level.
Really?
Because it's, you're fixated on only doing that. There's nothing else to do.
Yeah.
So he is, I bought him a steamer. He's now steaming the shirt, which is great. It's a great steamer.
But steamers, the steaming
pray,
is so much
pray
quicker.
For Gilda. Yeah, pray for Gilda.
Why are we ironing all these years when we, this steamer thing is next level?
It's like the easiest thing to do before you go out. Like ironing, yeah. you gotta like fold, get the crease and do the things yeah. and oh.
I mean, I think tell him not to burn his hands though.
Yeah, but I think you get a better outcome from an iron.
Yes, it's
think,
crisper.
Yeah.
And the if you like the what do you call that? The seam?
The seam or whatever.
Whatever it is, if you yeah. like the fold at a certain place, then that's a different story. Mm.
So I bought this steamer and now he's asked me, could you send me the receipt? I'd like to file it away with the warranty. I'm like, I bought it from Amazon. I've got no idea what that is.
Oh, Chris, you didn't get the warranty.
Is there a warranty option when you buy online? I never saw a warranty option. So I've just replied to him, there's no receipt and I have no warranty. It's online shopping. I said, if it breaks, I'll just buy it again. It won't break. Like, it's
wait,
not going to break.
Check. Amazon, yes, warranty repairs. Some products shipped and sold by Amazon may be eligible for repair by the approved repair vendor.
Interesting.
So all you right. can send that to your dad.
All right, well, there we go. If you're doing shopping for your parents because you can't see them because they're in an island that's locked away and no one's allowed to be there.
Oh, Chris.
I know.
One day. It's going to happen
don't
soon.
Worry.
No, both your parents are here.
It will come.
Do you want me to send them back?
Yeah, I don't want you to have it. You guys aren't allowed to hang out with your parents because I can't hang out with mine.
Oh. I saw your sister. She liked my post with my parents as well.
Did she?
Yeah, Shireen. Yeah. Hi, Shireen.
Well, I hope I know there's a lot of us listening right now who are away from our loved ones and our families, and I hope that in this new year that's coming that we'll all get to be closer together, and I think we will. We're chipping away at it the right way, which yeah. I think is fantastic.
Always first with the hottest E! News.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Let's go.
What have you got?
So the 2021 Met Gala is happening in New York City. If you want to go see all the looks from the red carpet, go to our Instagram, Chris Fade Show, right now. Just a quick thing about Billie Eilish's dress, which I thought was so cool. She's wearing Oscar de la Renta, and she said that she would only work with them and wear them on the red carpet if they stopped using fur, and they agreed.
Oh, wow.
So okay, using good. Her platform for change, which I think is really cool. But go and check out all the looks. Even Rihanna made her couple debut with A$AP Rocky.
I still can't believe people wear fur.
Yeah, real fur, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah, I thought in 2021 that wouldn't be a conversation.
Yeah.
But it is, and I'm glad Billie Eilish did it for good change.
Hold on, is that J-Lo?
Yeah,
J-Lo,
she was there with Ben Affleck.
J-Lo.
So J-Lo did the VMAs, and then straight after did the Met.
The next day,
yeah. I'm like, man.
Okay.
Look at these. Oh, gosh, who's wearing all that black stuff?
That's Kim Kardashian.
She's got a stocking on her head.
Yeah.
What's she doing that for?
That's the look, Balenciaga.
That's the look, Paris.
Guys, she's got a stocking on her head. It's yes. all black. Looks
it's
like a bank robber.
It's all one piece. Her shoes are connected to her pants.
How does she breathe?
I have no idea.
Guys, go see this. Chris Fade Show on the gram right now. That's next level.
It is next level. Okay.
Where's Shawn Mendes' shirt?
Doesn't need one.
He doesn't even... He's got two belts on.
Yeah.
What is going on here?
Yeah, I'm telling you, go check out the photos, Chris Fade Show. You will be highly amused.
Interesting.
We've really curated the collection there.
Can I say that these things, where does the money go?
It goes to charity, to the museum. It's part of the Costume Institute. So they put on different exhibitions throughout the year. So the money goes towards curating the collection, finding the pieces, the vintage, et cetera, et cetera.
See, I'd like this year if it had gone to somewhere else. I would have liked the money to go to Afghanistan or just something else. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, like, it's the Met Gala charity, though.
I know.
Like, that's what it's for.
I feel like the Met Gala in these times, things are just so... I don't know, all these celebrities rocking up, dressing up in there, paying $200,000 for a table for it to go to back to them.
To the museum.
To put on more...
It's going to the museum to put on exhibition.
I know. What I'm saying is I just wish maybe some proceeds went somewhere else.
Whoever started that in the first place, very clever though.
Smart man, yeah. We're going to put on a gala. All the money's going to a charity. Guess what? The charity's, it's our museum. And so we can do more shows for you and I don't know. So when you go to that museum, you don't pay?
No.
There's no entry fee.
Mm-mm.
It's always free when you walk
in. That's what happens in most museums.
Nah, museums charge a little bit, don't they?
Well, in the UK, no.
The Louvre must charge to go in.
Some of them, I guess so, yeah.
The Louvre Abu Dhabi, yeah, you charge to go in there, yeah, of course. I want to pay to go into a museum. I don't want it for free. I don't know. Anyway, moving on.
I've been trying to move on for 5 minutes.
God, Bri, you keep talking about
you it. I have so much to get to. Olivia Wilde's Don't Worry, Darling. That's the movie she directed starring Harry Styles. Mark your calendars. September 23rd, 2022.
Okay, cool.
September 23rd, 2022. Well, Brittany, get a prenup. You know, she's engaged now to Sam Asghari. Everyone in the comment section, get a prenup.
Yep.
Get a prenup. Even celebrities, get a prenup.
Yep.
Sam took to Instagram to say, kind of make fun of it, and he said, yeah, they'll sign an ironclad prenup to protect my Jeep and shoe collection in case she dumps me one day. Buddy, it ain't about you. It's about what you're going to take with you.
Yep,
so
true.
They're definitely going to get a prenup. And finally, after the Friends reunion aired, there were rumors. Remember that Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer were dating?
Yeah.
And then at the time, David's rep came out. I was like, no, nothing romantic is happening. But now Jennifer Aniston has talked about the rumors. Mm, have a listen.
Here we go.
Could not believe that, actually. It's like, really? That's my brother.
Yeah.
But it was, I mean, I understand, though. It just shows you how hopeful people are for fantasies, for dreams to come true.
Oh, just do it.
She said he's like her brother.
There's no chance. Come on. We wanted to see Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer together like the show.
Yeah, no, but they, in the big show that they recently did, right?
Yeah.
They made it appear like that could happen, though.
No, they just admitted that they had a crush on the first season. They didn't say that it was happening now. Everyone hopes that it would happen now.
I'm trying to buy tickets to the Louvre, Abu Dhabi.
Okay.
I'm trying to...
And they're saying, no, you can't come in.
No, they are. Well, no, I'm just trying to buy them online, admission tickets. I'm just trying to see the price here. I'm trying to get the exact price. Because, you know, we're not
I'm going to look up Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Log in here. I don't want to... you guys always continue as guests? I always continue as a guest.
Yes, always. Because then I start getting emails. Sorry, the Metropolitan Museum of Art charges $25 for adults.
See, they're charging to get in and they're still doing this little charity thing. There's something going on there, guys.
Ask your sister, because she's an artist.
Yep.
And she will tell you what museums use the money for when they say it's happening.
Right. Well, if we want to go to the Louvre Abu Dhabi right now at 10 a.m., we can get there today. There's 72 tickets available.
Nice.
So I'm just going to buy all of them and then no one's going to be there. Have it to yourself. Buy all the tickets.
What's the point of that?
And then go and tell your girl, I've hired out the Louvre just for us.
What's the point of that?
Could do that.
Man, there's a lot of things to get here just to get the price. Hold on, I'm still going. Admission.
They don't want you in there.
One ticket. Here we go. Sorry, guys. I know this is not great radio. I understand. But I think right now everybody is wondering how much it is to get into the Louvre.
Yeah.
I understand that.
And tell me.
And I want to do this. Hold on. We're not moving anywhere until this gets until this goes through. We've got traffic coming up in a moment.
Oh, okay. I should get ready for that. Yep. Okay. Just in your own time here.
Buying one ticket. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
The price is?
63 dirhams.
Thank you.
That's a good price.
That's a great
price. Cheaper than the $25.
That is correct.
That they're charging at the Met. And we ain't doing no charity, people. You don't see the Louvre saying we're doing this big gala dinner trying to raise money for what? The Louvre? It's like, I'm doing a charity, guys. I'm having a dinner tonight. Money's going to charity.
It's going to buy a new Mona Lisa.
Yeah, it's going to be like, where's the money going to? It's going to the Chris Fade Foundation. And where does that money go? To my daughters and the household.
Yeah.
Makes no sense. I don't want to talk about
that.
Met Gala anymore then.
We're not with you anymore.
We're not. That was the last.
I was talking about my mum and dad, right? And dad has always been a little OCD, obsessive compulsive, which means house needs to be super clean. Everything needs to be just in the right position.
Mm.
If there's a little bit of a speck on the ground, he'll stop, he'll pick it up. You know, everything needs to be aligned the right way. No one's allowed in the kitchen except for him. He does the cooking.
Yeah.
How do people eat?
Dad will do an amazing chef, by the way. My dad loves to cook, but no one's allowed in there.
Yeah.
You know, some of us, you know, we don't want to do family gatherings at the home there because we all feel a little bit uncomfortable sometimes. So what I want to ask is, do you have someone in your life that's has OCD? And how do you you put up with it?
Yeah.
04-871-5544. Do you have someone in your life that's OCD, or is it you? It's very hard for someone that has that obsessive compulsive disorder, as they call it, to admit that they've got it.
Is it?
They'll always say, "You guys are rubbish," because they don't realize.
But it's. I mean, there are varying degrees of it. Yeah. Obviously, there's very, very varying.
100%. 100%.
Extreme. There's, you know, a little bit.
Mezen, have you got someone?
Yeah, my mom drives me insane.
Tell us more.
What does she do? What does Mama do?
Oh, if she sees a pencil out of place, she has to put it like on the edge of the table or something. She goes crazy with it, honestly.
So. It doesn't bother her to the extent that if something is out of place, she can't leave the house until it's in order or something like that. Is it that extreme? Yeah.
She doesn't sit down. Yeah.
Oh, wow. She,
like, looks for stuff to fix. It's weird.
Yeah, I know. And because we're not in their realm, it's sort of like we don't understand it. But for them, they need to pick up that paper. They
Correct.
Need to move that chair. They need
Correct.
To. It's not like...
They can't help it.
They can't. They can't help it. But hey, Mezen, it's your mama. You know, happy to have her around.
That's true. That's
you know
true.
What I mean? That's sort of what it is. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Hassan.
Hassan, do you have someone that's OCD?
I am the OCD person.
Ah. He admits
so
it.
You admit it. Why? Tell us what's going on in your mind so we know.
Well, I'm kind of similar to your dad. So once I go into the kitchen, it's either me or no one else. So that's how it goes.
Have you always been like this?
Well, since I started cooking, that's like 5-6 years back. And basically, I take control of the kitchen. I take control of the pans, of the oven, everything.
Is OCD only in the kitchen, or is it in your rest of your life as well?
No, I'm totally the opposite outside of the kitchen.
It's just the kitchen. It's just the kitchen that is OCD. Ah. Sue, you are OCD as well. You're admitting it.
Yes, 100%.
Is it
from
in
the kitchen to yes to the kids' toys to it's such a bad habit. It happened over the weekend. I had some guests over, and the cushions, of course, when they're sitting on the sofa,
oh, no.
It gets rearranged. So. I'd go, make conversation, and then arrange them again. And little did I realize I'm doing it until my son whispers to me and says, Mom, like, don't do that. You're making everybody uncomfortable.
Yeah, because it does. It makes the guests uncomfortable. People don't want to come around your house, Sue.
Yeah.
Because they know that you like that. It's unfortunate, right?
Yeah, it is. You don't realize you're actually doing it. And the kitchen story as well. I have a systematic way of cooking. So yeah. When I peel my potatoes, where the potatoes go thereafter, how I place them, how I throw it away. It's
That's dad. Yeah, that's my dad.
What are you doing later, Sue? My house is a mess.
Yeah, come around.
Can you come over?
Nicole, you are like Sue. You're like my dad, the OCD, right?
I am. I can't stand any spots or specks of dirt on the floor. I will vacuum twice a day, vacuum all day long if I have to, mopping the floor constantly.
Wow.
I like to walk bare feet in my house, so I can't stand anything under my feet.
Look at this. Can I just say, Nicole, there are so many people calling, admitting that they have it as well, which I like. Sarah, OCD?
Yeah, I admit.
Can you guys stop? Do you think you can stop? Or if the place was out of line, or there was a little bit of a towel that's crooked, or it just gets to you?
It's impossible. I'm actually late for my gym session because I have two dogs and they're just messing around on the house, and I just wake up and I vacuum. I don't do anything. I just have to vacuum the house before I leave. It's just crazy.
Mm.
Interesting.
Last one, Serafino.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, Serafino. Serafino, you've got OCD?
Myself, yes.
Okay. And what is that one thing that really bothers you?
it doesn't bother me. It might bother the person around me.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what is the thing? Is it the kitchen? Is it the cleaning? Is it clothes? Like, everything. What's the one? Everything. Around, everything. Okay.
All around the house. Okay. All around the house.
Yeah.
Even if, like, I find something, like, messy on my way, I have to adjust it.
Right.
Man.
But you can't help it, Chris.
Well, no, you can. I'm sure you can go. I'm guessing you can talk to a professional.
Well,
it's
a proper, yeah. It depends on the level.
If it becomes, yeah, like out of control.
Like you can't leave the house.
What's the opposite of OCD? Because that's what I've got.
Yeah.
I think I'm
the
same.
I've got the Rossi and I, whatever that is, we're the opposite.
It's just scruffy,
it's
I
like,
think
whatever,
it is.
Yeah, that's fine. You know what I love? I love this segment. Every Tuesday, we're doing it. Bring it back.
Hello, boys and girls.
It's Thank You Tuesdays.
Thank You Tuesdays is back. It's that time of the week where we give thanks to certain things or to certain people, incidents, whatever it is. We usually start the segment and then we throw it over to you. Do you want to say thank you to someone? Is there someone that you want to say thank you to? This is the segment. All right. 04871 5544, or you can text your thank yous in at 4008.
That is correct.
All right, and we'll get them on for you.
We're going to go around the table first, and then we'll get you on to say your thanks.
Let me get that thank you music ready to go. All right, Pretty Malik, what do you want to say thanks to? Take it away. Here we go.
Well, I'm going to thank a specific person this morning, and that is my... Not you. My personal trainer, Jason. And this actually goes out to all personal trainers in the country. Because they work hard to make sure you are healthy and doing well.
Yeah.
I want to say thank you to Jason for changing my outlook on food and being healthy. For the longest time, I thought in order to be healthy, you had to have boring, bland food and work out as if you're running a marathon or going into the Olympics. That is not the case. Thank you for doing that for me to have a better relationship with food and a happier, healthier lifestyle.
That is well said.
So thank you,
Jason. That's a very nice thank you. Well done. Well done there,
What's
mate.
What's his Instagram handle?
Jason Grima.
There we go. Yeah, shout out to all personal trainers.
Yeah, I think they all do that.
Yeah, they're on a lot of you guys are freelancing.
Yeah.
You're hustling. You're trying to get, making sure you got that pay coming in, that
exactly.
monthly pay. You're running your own business and you're just doing such a great job.
They're up really early as well, same time as us most
exactly,
days.
And they work hard to make sure you feel good. So
all right, there
shout
we go.
Out to all of them.
Personal trainers, we're saying thank you to you. All right, Rossi, over to you. Time for you to give thanks. Here we go.
Thank you. Want to say a big thank you to Quick Hands Restaurant. Quick Hands.
This is another plug.
No, it's not. Just let me talk, please. This is a nice emotional thank you.
Okay, sorry.
I visited the Quick Hands Restaurant last winter, and I forgot to say thank you to them. They actually gave me a free meal and my kids.
See?
It's located just opposite Wadi Hub.
All right, Ross.
See,
in Hatta.
I told you.
It's in Hatta. Telephone number 04-852-3015. Check out Quick Hands Restaurant.
Ross, it's not just for you to give thanks to companies. We've said this to you before. It's not just your
moment. You didn't let me finish the story. The man there was lovely.
Okay.
A lovely person.
Okay.
And I want to say...
What's his name?
Abdul. And I want to say thank you to him.
That's a lie. Okay. Abdul's standing outside the door right now.
Okay. All right. Is that your thanks there, Rossi? Another plug to another company?
What company? Quick Hands Restaurant in Hatter.
Stop it!
Yeah.
Chris,
they deliver the food really quickly, by the way. And they swipe your wallet sometimes. They're so quick.
Yeah. Quick Hands. Chris, your thank you, please.
Okay,
music on.
Okay. I woke up nice and early feeling fresh this morning at around 4:20 and I got myself into my car and I drove to just the local gas station just to get some fuel and stock up on, you know, what I'd take to work. And I just want to say thanks to the man there that just refused to wear a mask in the morning. Another typical human being walking in. We're all sitting there with our masks on. The staff says, "Excuse me, sir, could you wear your mask?" He has to say, "No, I don't want to wear it." And then I have to get in an altercation at 5:10 this morning, having to tell this guy, "Put your mask on, buddy. What's wrong with you?"
Okay.
We're nearly 2 years into this pandemic, and you still got to be told to wear a mask. What's wrong with you?
What did he do?
Well, he just walked out, got in his car and drove off. And then I'm there going,
Okay, Chris, calm down. Thank yous are meant to be kind and wonderful and positive.
I'm just over it. I'm over it.
What are your thank yous? Call us now, 04871-5544 or text it through to 4008.
Bhavna, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bhavna. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Here we go. Thank you music is playing for Bhavna. What do you want to give thanks to? Go ahead.
I want to thank my parents. It's been a sort of tough month for us this year. They've both been like admitted in hospitals one after another. But I mean, even through the entire thing, they've just been checking up on me to see if I'm okay. They're in another country. And they just keep checking up on me to see if I'm fine and not too upset about them being unwell and stuff.
Darling, I can already hear it in your voice. You're giving thanks to your parents because they're checking up on you even though that they're in hospital. And are they okay? Are they doing okay now?
Yeah, they're recovering, but it's kind of slow. But still, I mean, thankful to God to like make them better.
Was it COVID?
No, it wasn't COVID. It was like other things and stuff.
Aww.
Well, I love that. So what do you want to say to Mum and Dad right now if they're listening? What do you want to say to them?
Oh, I miss them so much, and I just wish that I could go back to India and just, like, hug them and just be around them the entire time.
Oh, Bhavna.
Sorry, it's a little too emotional.
No, I know, darling. I know how it feels not being able to see your parents. Mine are 15 hours away, and I can't even get in. So I know how you feel. All right, but listen,
thanks.
Just know they're going to be okay, yep. And you're going to be there very soon. You'll be giving Mum and Dad
Thank
a hug.
Thank you.
All right?
Thank you.
Bye, Bhavna. Leo, who do you want to give thanks to?
Yeah, I want to give thanks to all the taxi drivers in UAE and all over the world.
These
people are great people. Sometimes they are not remembered. Even when you call out those people who help out during the pandemic, they don't remember the taxi drivers. But we have been there carrying the doctors, nurses around even
That's
when
right.
the pandemic is on. Yeah. And even after the pandemic, we are still here. Some of my colleagues got the COVID.
Yep.
Some we are lucky, some did not get. But with this, I'm using this opportunity to say thank you to them.
Good on you, mate. Thank you to all the taxi drivers. Woo. Thank you to all the delivery drivers getting our food and that out there as well. But you taxi drivers have never stopped throughout this entire pandemic. And you're right. You're getting a lot of the doctors and nurses. You're a taxi driver, Leo, are you?
Yes, I am.
Give him a round of applause.
Yeah, Leo!
We are saying thank you to you. We are saying thank you to you. Muhammad, who do you want to say thanks to?
I want to thank the security personnel in the malls. They are really doing a great job and they have a very big, honest and genuine help. You know, in so many occasions, I lost my iPad Pro and it has no password, no fingerprint. Anyone can access it.
Yeah.
And every time, you know, like I forgot it there, I go home, I remember, then I go back to the mall, and then it is there. It was the security office. Yes, we found it, and it is there. So I really want to say thank you for these people. They are really doing good job,
good
hard work.
Good on you.
And they are really unforgettable people. And a lot of people treating them bad. So I hope this will change and we show support to these people.
We should be treating everyone with kindness, mate. Mate, stop losing your iPad Pro, all right? stick that onto you. Finally, Rula, what did you want to say?
I'm very thankful and grateful for every person in UAE who feeds street cats and gives them water in this heat and for every person who rescues a pet.
There you go. Aww. People looking after animals. I mean, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. I think give thanks to those guys who are doing
it. For sure.
I know that I'm not going to be that person that's going to find a street cat, feed him, bring him in and do all that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I can't.
It takes a special kind of person.
It takes a special kind of person.
What? You did?
I did do it.
You did?
Damn, I did.
You paid for its injections?
Yeah, that was more because my daughters made me do it, but I didn't want to do it.
It never came back.
Yeah.
It left you. Wait, you still paid for two injections.
Took a street cat in, took it to the vet, paid 1,300 dirhams, and then it brought it home, and then it left me and never came back. It was an anti-vaxxer. Can you believe it? 17 days to go to Expo 2020.
Can't believe it. It's been years in the making, you know.
It's looking fabulous, seeing our leaders sort of go down there and just check it out and give us those first exclusive looks to all the pavilions that are there. I know that Australia's got a pavilion. The UAE's got a pavilion. New Zealand. So many countries from around the world are setting up their global pavilions. It's a six-month thing. It's going to be fabulous.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
guys, I put your names down yesterday for the opening ceremony. I've got contacts. Gave them your emails.
Of course you do.
So we'll be going to the opening ceremony.
Rossi's always hooked up, you see. Always hooked up.
Yes.
But, you know, Rossi and I didn't want to, like, We don't want to make it a negative, but, like, you want to say it?
Yeah. We're just annoyed.
Why?
With the guys.
Don't say annoyed.
Okay, no.
Don't say annoyed.
We're a bit miffed.
What?
Sorry.
What's that mean? Just like upset, hurt.
We're hurt.
Yeah.
We're really hurt.
Yeah.
About what?
Well,
you tell them, Chris.
Well, you know, like, these amazing commercials have been produced. You've seen Zac Efron and Jessica Alba do this sort of Dubai commercial. You've seen Chris Hemsworth.
The world's greatest show.
Talk about Expo 2020. Like, it's, you know, these big celebrities are getting flown in to promote the city, right?
And when you've got two big celebrities big, like we are big.
Rossi and I, we're here. We were budding actors in the mid-90s. We were like Affleck and Damon. And now we're Duvet.
No,
and you're telling me, out of Jessica Alba, Zac Efron, Chris Hemsworth, I think they're getting that Messi guy, that football player, that little
that
football
Messi
player.
That Messi guy.
You know, they're getting all these people. We're right here in their own city. You've got Russ Borrell.
Russ?
Ross Borrell and Chris Fade.
Kristen Fahed.
No, but you guys don't
realize. We are there.
Guys. I understand that you had a little bit of an acting career, but it didn't really make it anywhere. So that's why you guys haven't been picked. Whoa. These actors that they're picking are massive. Zac Efron is huge. Jessica Alba is huge. Chris Hemsworth, huge.
But they don't know about the real Dubai. They don't know Ravi's. They don't know Ace Hardware.
No.
They don't know the prawn restaurant that starts in a shack down by the Burj Al Arab.
Buttermeal or something.
Bukatia.
Peter the Fool.
They don't know about the Bukatia
restaurant. Yeah, they don't know about that.
They've never been there.
Jessica Alba doesn't know about that.
She doesn't know Rock Bottom.
She doesn't know T-Com that now is called Barsha Heights. She doesn't know that.
But you guys aren't real actors.
She doesn't know when JBL was half built.
Yeah, when you had to walk across the sand to get there after your KFC.
When Souk Al Bahar was being built and everyone was like, why is Souk Al Bahar getting built here? There's nothing here. Now it's downtown. Most amazing downtown in the world. They don't know that.
They don't love Dubai like we do.
They don't know when you used to be able to just park your car wherever you wanted and you never get a parking fine. They don't know that.
You never were able to do that.
No, you used to be able to just pop it up on the curbs and it would be all right, right? You know, they don't know that there used to only be like one Salik here.
They did not stand on the guitars of the Hard Rock
Cafe
on its last day before it got knocked down.
Yeah, we used to love Hard Rock.
We did. We had a banner made out of a bed sheet and we stood there.
Yeah, they weren't there for that. We were.
Guys,
we are here.
You're not actors.
So Dubai Tourism, whoever does the booking for your agents, you get your people to talk to our people.
Who's your people?
You're our people.
You.
How do I convince them that you guys are big actors?
Don't know. Just do it. You're on 20%.
Okay. If I give you a scene, can you do it?
Yeah.
And then maybe I can send them this audio and be like, hey, I've got these actors to hire for the next campaign. Yeah?
Okay.
Okay. So here's a scene. You guys said you're like Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, right?
Yeah, I'm Ben. I'm Ben.
Okay, so this is a scene from Good Will Hunting.
Oh, I love
between
that.
Between Will and Chucky, the characters of Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
Is this the movie where they were hunting for the dad's Will because he died?
Yes.
Is it the one with the deer in it? The deer? The hunting a deer? No?
So do this scene. Do a good job. I will take this and I'll send it to the authorities.
Who are you?
Well, which one's Ben? Do you know?
Ben is Chucky.
Okay, I'll play Will.
Okay. Don't read the bit in brackets. That's meant to be what you're doing.
Both leaning on a pickup truck while drinking out and smoking on a construction site.
No, that's what you meant to do. You're meant to be leaning on a pickup truck.
All right, let me get into it. Here we go. Okay.
And action.
What do you want to...
What? Start again.
Start again.
Take two.
Wait.
What?
Wait.
Happening. Oh, yes, give it to me. I'm the director. Okay. Yes.
I bought that for a pound.
Finally.
So, Rossi's got the, you know
the
what?
Clap, the clap.
The thing clap thing. Okay, an action. Go ahead.
I knew it would come in handy.
This is us demoing for Dubai to be in their next hit commercial.
Ready,
go ahead.
And action.
What do I want? What do I want a way out of here?
Dad, start again. Take
what
three.
What do I want a way out of here?
For? Audition. Okay. Audition for Dubai Tourism. Take three. And action.
What do I want a way out of here for? I'm going to live here for the rest of my life.
And stop. There was a sneeze there. Audition for Dubai Tourism.
Sorry.
Take four. And action.
What do I want a way out of here for? I'm going to live here for the rest of my life. We'll be neighbors and we'll have kids together and we'll play Little League at Foley Field.
Look. You're my best friend. So don't take this the wrong way, but in 20 years, you're still living here, coming over to my house, watching the Patriots game, and working constructions. If you do that, I'll kill you. That's not a threat, that's a fact. I will kill you.
What are you talking about?
You got something none of us have.
Oh, come on, what? Why is it always like this? I mean, I owe it to myself to be this or that. What if I just want to?
No. You don't owe it to yourself, man.
You missed you owe a note. You missed a note.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, we got to do it all over again.
No.
No, we got to do it all over again. Audition for Dubai Tourism, take five.
No. Pick it up. No. Pretty, don't ruin this for us.
Well, wait there. Hold on. I just need to check how many no's here. One, two,
picking
three,
it up from
four,
the last line. Audition for Dubai Tourism,
well,
take six. And
Jessica
action.
Alba and Zac Efron, you guys can just go away because we are here. Ross Burrell, Kristen George Fahed. We have been in Dubai for nearly 13 years. If you think you can come and take our territory, there's no chance because at no stage did you write a song like this.
Is this from 2013?
Yeah.
We built this city from a grain of sand. Yeah. For 42 years we had this plan. The biggest city that never sleeps. Burj Khalifa over 2,000 feet. So many people call it home.
That's right.
Tourists, they love to roam. Wild Wadi to Ferrari World. Jumeirah Beach where the waves curl. We have buildings tall and small, and of course the biggest malls. Ski Dubai, Atlanta's the palm. Pocket shop, Intikam, Karama shops, Bird Dubai, the best place to jump from the sky. We see it all, we see it now.
Here we go.
You've got the eye on Dubai now, right now. Expo's coming to town. Raise your hands now. The world's gonna hear us roar. Right now, Expo's coming to town. Raise your hands now. The world's gonna hear us to RAK. Seven Emirates working this way.
Sure are.
Maidan to Wafi Mall. Burj Al Arab still standing tall. 2020, it's coming this way. We live together in harmony. Shout out to all the laborers, all the nannies and security guards. We got this city, we love this town.
Come on!
The floating bridge is still around.
Ravi's in Satwa, it's the best.
Yeah! You've got the eye on Dubai now, right now. Expo's coming to town. Raise your hands now. The world's gonna hear us roar. Right now, Expo's coming to town. Raise your hands now. The world's gonna hear us roar.
Hey, Zac Efron, Jessica Alba, Chris Hemsworth. Hey, what have you got?
Yeah, you can't sing.
You can't do this. And just when you thought it was over, we come back with this.
Put your hands together. We've done a great job. Dubai's in the house. Virgin Radio, The Chris Fade Show. Here we go. Here we go. Put your hands together.
Sing it.
Everybody. The eye of Dubai now.
Here we go.
Expo's coming to town. Raise your
to go.
Hear us roar.
16 days to go. I'm just doing this for the edit point. 15 days to go. 14 days to go.
That's 2 weeks.
13 days to go.
Yes.
12 days to go. 11 days to go. Eight days to go. 7 days to go.
That's a week.
6 days to go.
Five.
5 days to go.
Four.
4 days to go.
Two.
3 days to go.
Three.
2 days to go.
Two.
1 day to go.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
It's Expo Day.
Tomorrow. Oh, no, it's Expo Day. Yeah.
You can use that for the edit point.
So we may not be very good at acting, but singing, we are the kings.
What you got, Chris Hemsworth, on this? I'm the only Chris here. Understand me? So every Tuesday night, Rossi's doing a real pub quiz in a pub somewhere across the UAE.
In Business Bay, yep. It's at Brewhouse DXB.
This is not the opportunity for you just to continually plug your own
It's not. This is a content. We're doing some content here.
Can you just read what it says on the top?
Yes, very well done, pretty.
Big Rossi's Big Christmas Quiz.
We're ready for this, Christmas.
Why have we got this?
Because we're on a countdown to Christmas. No, it's here because I've just updated my computer and that's the only answer sheet I could find for you.
We got to come down one day to this quiz.
Do it.
I just want to see how you run it.
Nah, it's Tuesday night. Can't.
Yeah, why? But I just love to see how he runs
it. It's amazing. Honestly, the vibe down there was really, really good last week. It was great.
Can you play some Christmas music?
We had a couple of Lebanese girls in there, Chris.
You got some ethnics in there, did you?
Ethnics?
No, Lebanese.
Surprised. Yeah, we're ethnics.
Is that a thing?
Why are you ethnics?
Well, in Australia, us Arabs, we're ethnics.
Is that
really?
You're considering?
Yeah. So you actually didn't just have... You know, you had actual people in there that weren't just...
a load of British people?
Yeah.
It's not?
Nah, not just British.
Some
South Africans, a couple of Aussies.
You do a lot of assuming, don't you? Like, you assume a lot about people.
You know what they say about when you assume? Don't make a out of you and me.
Correct. That's what you do.
Collect.
You assume that I'm out running around all day, not having any sleep. You assume a lot of things.
No, but you are.
But that's not true.
Okay, so back to that. Can you play some Christmas music in the background?
No, I'm not playing this.
Why? It's Big Rossi's Big Christmas Quiz. Just do it. It makes everyone happy. Christmas music makes everyone happy. Can I please have some Christmas music in the background?
It's not a Christmas quiz.
It's Big Rossi's
Big Pub Quiz.
Come on. Give me some Mariah Carey.
Oh, my gosh. The segment's already bad.
So make it better.
And now we're putting Christmas music.
To make it better.
Just
How does it work, Rossi? How does this Big Pub Quiz work?
Okay, so I've got 5 questions. You're going to write down the answers that I read out. Okay, yeah. So I'm not going to read out the answers. You're going to read out the.
So Rossi has a set of 5 questions. Chris and I each have an answer sheet. We write down the answers. Rossi will tally it up and see who's the winner. Done.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready? Question number 1.
Wait, my Christmas music.
Let's have a nice humorous team name there as well. Okay, thank you. Here we go.
Love that, Chris.
Question number 1 on Big Rossi's quiz, which is at Brewhouse DXB tonight.
Stop it.
Stop it.
What land animal lays the largest eggs?
I don't know.
What land animal?
Liz.
Fuck.
Chris, take it back.
What are you saying about my wife? Eddie, save that clip. I'm sending it to Liz.
No, don't send it to Liz.
Let's see how he is now.
No, no, don't send it to Liz, please.
Let's see. Chicken.
Next.
No, that's...
It's not a chicken, by the way.
Yeah.
True or false, you can sneeze in your sleep. Is that true or false? You can sneeze in your sleep. True or false?
Next.
Don't rush me. Give time for people who are not as educated as you to answer.
It's just true or false. You have to pick one.
What was the question
hard.
One?
Serious. Question number 3. What type of animal is a dick? What are you laughing at?
Liz.
Chris, shut up.
You mentioned my wife again. What type of animal is a dick? What type of animal?
Why is this even a question?
Question number 4. It's illegal in Texas. This is where you nearly went to university in Texas, Chris.
Hook 'em horns.
You got denied. It's illegal in Texas to put what on your neighbor's cow? It's illegal in Texas to put what on your neighbor's cow? And finally, question number five. Which European country has 158 verses to its national anthem?
158?
Yes. Which European company has 158 verses?
Company or country?
Country.
Which European country has 158 verses to its national anthem? Can't wait for tonight.
India?
European!
Stop looking for answers over there. I'm going to get a blind fitted on that window that separates the studio.
I'm giving my sheet over because I've failed miserably today.
All right, I put my sheet as well. They're the five ones. Rossi's going to tally it up, and we're going to get the answers here. We'll play some Christmas music in the meantime.
Should we be making plans for Christmas already?
Not yet.
Okay, I'll give you half a point for that, okay? Right, you've got that, okay. That's wrong.
Ooh.
That's correct.
Fireplace on.
That's wrong.
Hey.
Hot that's chocolate.
That's wrong. That's wrong. Okay, we have a winner.
Oh.
Let's sing this before we do that, though.
It's a lovely time.
Roasting on an open fire.
Of my life, Santa Claus.
Jack Frost nipping at my
toes.
Oh, I'm gonna give you the answers to my quiz. In last place, on a score of 1 out of 5, is Chris Fade.
How?
The winner, on a score of 2 out of 5, is Pretty Malik.
Yay!
Because the answer, largest egg, ostrich.
I said emu.
Yeah, different bird. True or false, you can sneeze in your sleep. False.
I was right.
I said true.
I was right.
I've sneezed in my sleep.
The animal that's a dick is
a bird?
An antelope or a deer.
What did you put?
Not a duck.
I put a duck. What did you put?
A bird.
Bird.
It's illegal to put graffiti on your cow.
Did I get that?
No, you put paint.
What's graffiti?
So that's not right.
No, hold on. Eddie's the adjudicator. I said paint. Graffiti
is a paint. Form of paint.
Spray paint.
Finally, Greece is the country with 150.
Oh, I was right.
Yeah, well done.
So it's a tied game. It's a tied game.
What I have, I'm the quizmaster. Whatever I have on my paper is right. Graffiti.
No one go to the brew house to go to Big Rossi's pub quiz then because he's an absolute cheater.
It's spray paint. What do you use on graffiti? Spray paint. Paint.
It's 100% right.
So give us a tiebreaker.
Give it back to me, or I'm going to call up the place where you do it, and I'm going to tell them some things about you that they won't employ you anymore.
You're not going to do that.
He's a gracious loser here.
I'm going to tell him. You know what? I'm going to call him now.
No, don't. Just don't do that. You're not going to
tell him. Brew house, where is it? Business bait?
I'll give you a tiebreak question. Stop.
Okay, tiebreak question. Go.
I don't want the tiebreak question.
Tiebreak, come on. No, tiebreak. Go.
How tall in meters is the Burj Al Arab?
828. Oh, no.
Oh, is that your final answer?
No, it's not.
Burj Al Arab.
310. What is it?
Good morning, thank you for calling City Max Business Bay Reception.
Yeah, hi there. Is this the brew house? Is this where brew house is?
Yes, sir, there is a brew house. You want to speak to them?
Yes, please.
No, don't.
Immediately, thank you.
Please.
Thank you.
You'll ruin it. I've got children.
No, don't care. I'm going to
tell them. I'll give you the tiebreak question, please.
I'm going to tell them.
Don't say about that thing, please.
I'm telling them now.
No, don't.
Yep.
Don't tell them about the fishing trip.
No, I won't.
What?
Don't tell them what happened.
I'll be telling
them. Don't!
Sorry, Rossi.
No, Chris, it was meant to be.
No, I'm sorry. You've got it to this point.
It's... No, Chris, please.
How are they going to answer
It's just
him.
A couple of guys on a... We got into trouble.
I'm just going to say it to them.
Hello, sir?
Yes, hi.
Don't!
Right now, the brew house is closed. Yeah. They'll open at 12.
Could I leave a message for them?
Yes!
Sorry?
Could I leave a message for them?
No, don't! Don't listen to him!
Yeah.
Don't!
There's a guy that's called Ross Burrell who's hosting a quiz night there.
Don't!
And I've got some information about him.
No, don't!
Now, that information is that there was one time in the story. They went fishing one day and there was these three guys. Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. That's it for us for your Tuesday morning. Fun show today, as always. Don't forget, Zac Efron, Jessica Alba. You've got nothing on us, all right?
Oh, just stop it.
All right, we are the ones that are going to be appearing in the next commercial, okay?
Guys, for I Dubai. Don't think it's going to happen.
No, it's going to happen. No. I'm going to make it happen, all right? No. Listen, whatever you do today, do it safely. Sheena's up next. Commercial-free music. She's got 104 minutes of your feel-good hits. We'll be back tomorrow for myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Yellow, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.